Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles R&B rocker Tamika Williams and her electrifying debut CD, The Black Hood. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today I'm going back a few months to when Rockwired Radio launched on rockwired.com. One of the first artists to be featured on that premiere show was a soulful rock chick by the name of Tamika Williams, who, under the tutelage of producer Sir Mix-a-Lot, released her debut CD, The Black Hood. With the release of that album, Williams proved that she was no mere Beyoncé knockoff, but a poised, honey-voiced soulstress with a rocky edge. If you require any additional proof, check out the album's first single. From the album The Black Hood, here is Tamika Williams with Ho.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's
what
up?
You doing?
You know, I'm just out here doing my thing.
Oh,
you know,
yeah?
Working. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been trying to call you for the past couple days, and I've been able to get in contact with you.
Oh, you know, baby, I just been out here trying to do my thing, trying to make a little money.
How long do you really expect me to take this shit?
Now, what the hell are you talking about, man?
I'm serious, though.
Hey, who was that calling your phone? Who's that?
Oh, that's my girl. I'll just get it back in a minute.
Yeah, your girl. Okay, but anyway, man, you know, me and my homies, we've been playing darts, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Trying to do our thing, you know, playing some darts.
Darts?
Yeah, darts. What's wrong
oh,
with
wow.
that?
Now you're calling me a hoe, 'cause a chick wanna hit the dough. Now you're calling me a hoe, I'ma do what a chick gotta do. Why do you gotta call me a hoe? Call you back whenever I get time. Now you're calling me a hoe, I can't have game if I don't play. I used to cling to your arm, I used to live for your smile. I used to believe in a dream named could have kept him pleased, but he'd be out pumping some gutter butt's mouth in the back of his car. 5 years down, see I'm on the prowl. I got the villas out looking around. Now you're calling me a hoe. Now you're calling me a hoe. you're calling me a hoe. Now you're calling me a hoe.
From her debut CD, The Black Hood, that was Tamika Williams with Ho. As you've just heard, Williams' sound walks that delicate balance between R&B and hard rock. It is also a sound that makes her stick out in a pop environment filled with princesses. I've always been the type to think that there ain't enough black people doing rock and roll. And that was what made Tamika stand out for me, and that was the chief reason why I had to get on the phone with her. So, here's how the interview went. Well, with the Black Hood out there, you know, released after all the work that has gone into it, how do you feel about the finished work?
I am really proud of the finished work. It was a long process, but it's like, you know, you have that 9-month baby, you have a baby and you have to wait 9 months to see the results. And it was a little longer than 9 months, but to see the results, it's been great. I think it's a great project. As soon as I think people get a hold of it, they're going to really enjoy it themselves as well.
It's like you and Sir Mix-a-Lot had a baby and it sounds great.
Yeah, we had a baby.
We're not going to get any rumors started on our first show. So, describe working with Mix. What's that like?
It's a lot of fun. We're honestly like brother and sister in a lot of ways. He brings out the best in me in a lot of ways as far as artistically, and he pushes you a lot. But he also lets you have the freedom to be an artist and to discover different things, try different things, things that I probably wouldn't have tried before, I'm actually trying. And he's really, really funny. I know people think he's funny, but he is a very funny guy, sometimes too funny to where I'm like, just shut up. But he's great to work with. I think we work really well together.
Talk about how you and him got together to do this project. How did that happen?
Well, you know, it was we knew someone, a mutual acquaintance. This guy, he was my manager, or wanted to be the manager in training, as you could say. And he had said that he wanted me to meet Sir Mix-a-Lot. You know, and like I said before many times, that I was just like, who is that? I mean, I knew who he was, but I was just kind of like, really? Like, and that guy did Baby Got Back, but... I went ahead and made, you know, had the opportunity to meet him. We met at his studio, and he listened to my demo, and I didn't actually talk to him for a while, and then he actually called me up and, you know, said, we just talked. We didn't even talk about music. We just talked about things that I wanted to do, things that he was into, and, you know, kind of worked it out where we were going to meet each other, and I met him again and worked on this song with him, and honestly, it was history from there. We just really gelled with each other, and built a friendship. I'd like to say that we built a friendship first, and then we started to work together in business.
I see. And talk about how music got started for you. How did that happen?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I know everybody says this cliche thing. I was singing since I was two. I don't know if I was singing since I was two, but music has been a part of my life since I can remember. My dad and my mom, you know, my dad can't sing, but he's always played music in the house. Every morning, you know, every Saturday morning, we'd hear something on the record player or the CD player, you know, as time went on. And my mom was in the choir. My great aunt was a well-known gospel singer back home in Alabama. It was just always there. My grandfather, he played the harmonica, really loved blues, and I would sit there and listen to music with him. So it was just something that was just so much easier for me to relate to it. Music always told a story to me. If I couldn't relay it in, you know, how I talk to people and so forth, or, you know, you don't always have a right way to tell your emotions. And by being in music, listening to it, it was so easy for me to relate, so easy for me to kind of be like, this is how I'm feeling, just listen to this song. So that's how it became easy for me. I mean, I think I started really realizing that music was something for me by the time I was 7. And it just been from there, I just couldn't help myself but to sing and hear music, and I mean all kinds of music. So
I see.
That's pretty much it.
I see. And in listening to the Black Hood, you know, I mean, you know, it's got a strong rock sensibility going for mm-hmm. it. How much did rock music resonate for you growing up?
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, my folks are from the South, and, you know, we moved up to Washington, you know, when I was pretty young. And I loved all kind of music, but R&B was a real big, you know, deal for me, R&B and gospel. But moving up here, you know, to Washington, you cannot help but to hear, you know, alternative music. And because I loved music so much, and I was in, like, you know, the orchestra, you know, the orchestra choir, where they, you know, you listen to opera, you listen to, you know, goodies but oldies. And then you also had, you know, a diverse crowd of, you know, there was, you know, Teen Spirit from Nirvana. I mean, that was, like, huge here. And then you've got Creed and all of those things. So it just became easy for me to kind of listen to it. I'll be honest that I'd listened to it, but I never bought it. And then when I met Anthony or Sir Mix-a-Lot, he just turned me on to it even more. And then it was about the live instruments, and I went to a Korn show, and I saw how the fans just reacted, and how not only the fans, but, you know, the artists, how they really got into these songs. And it wasn't just this I love you, miss you, baby type of stuff. It was like some real hardcore stuff going on, and I really wanted to talk about those things. So it was a lot easier for me to relate to it than I thought it would be.
I think you're the second person that I've ever interviewed who's worked with Sir Mix-a-Lot. The other one was Out of Sight.
Yeah,
and he is. What I was going to say about that was that, you know, both artists have rock sensibilities going for them. Is that the same with Sir Mix?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he, you know, you'd be surprised. You know how when you ask people what's in your iPod, he could tell you that it's more rock and, you know, funk in his iPod than anything. I mean, there's times we're on road trips and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to hear, you know, play a country song or something. But, you know, he loves it. And I love that about him, that he's open to all kind of music. And, you know, it's not just about what you see on the outside. It's really, if you get to know that person, it's just like amazing. And he's really turned me into a lover of the music. I mean, I can't say everything, but, you know, I'm really open to what's out there and excited about seeing shows and, you know, meeting these people. I can't wait to do stuff with, like, you know, I would love to do a song with Marilyn Manson, Korn, you know, all of these people out here, even the newer Evanescence. I mean, I would love to do something with him just because I've been open to it. And once you open yourself to it, I mean, it's great music.
Yeah, absolutely. And describe how you and Sir Mix-a-Lot go about, you know, writing together. How does that work between the two of you?
You know, it's funny because when we write, we love to eat. I love to eat. So anytime that I can make an excuse to go to dinner, I will. but I would say that we actually just talk. We go to dinner and we just have conversations, and it's not even about let's write a song about it. It's just we're talking about the day or maybe somebody we know or something that's happened to us in the past or currently. And it just turns out we're like, you know what, we should talk about that. Let's write about it. And, you know, we'll talk about it. And then, like, a day later, we'll meet up and actually sit in the studio and set a formula. A lot of times what happens is I go in and I just lay, like, these dummy tracks, not even words that make sense, but just how I want to put the, you know, the phrasing into a song. And then we'll go back and play it back and actually write songs to it. Been a good formula for us, so I don't think we're going to break it just yet.
Visit Tamika Williams at her official website, www.tamikawilliams.com. From her debut CD, The Black Hood, here is Tamika Williams once again with What She Gave.
Died playing softball And everybody had a grandma. Advice was something you heard. Any girls remember these words? Don't talk to strangers, lock the door, and leave them dirty boys alone. Innocent as we could be, wide-eyed and only 13, eating candy and running. But 17 is coming.
What she gave, she can't get back. Never again would she feel me. And her wedding dress, face of blue, she can't get that back, baby. She believed that you would stay.
4 years have passed, same girl, more ass. Now I got a boyfriend sitting at the drive-in. I ask myself, do I really wanna be here? I kinda wanna call my mom. 3 words and the lust kicks in. Long ride home. I couldn't say a word. And who's the girl in the mirror?
Can you save me? Do you love me? Will you need me in the morning? How can you just take parts of me and leave?
From her debut CD, The Black Hood, that was Tamika Williams with What She Gave. Visit Tamika at her official website, www.tamikawilliams.com. When I last spoke with her, she had yet to do a live show. As a matter of fact, the night I interviewed her, she was getting her hair done in anticipation for her first live show, which was set for the very next day. Read an unabridged interview at rockwired.com/tamikawilliams.html. If you couldn't get any of that, the link is posted on our official website. It's nice to know that I didn't have to think too hard about who I wanted to interview for our very first show. Tamika is always a great interview. Here's how the rest of it went.
The first single off the album, Ho, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better first single.
I love that song. It's great.
What inspired that one?
You know, it was funny. It was a mixture of things. When we were doing this album, I thought I was in love, and the person broke my heart. Oh, boo-hoo me. But it didn't work out. And eventually I moved on, and he came back. And, you know, I kind of basically was like, I'm just really tired of, you know, your crap, pretty much, your shit. And you know, it's funny because when you feel embarrassed in relationships, you know, you find yourself saying things to people that, you know they're gonna, it's gonna push their button. And it was too, it was just a mixture of that, and then also, you know, when you go out, ladies know, most of us ladies know that, you know, you're going out, you're having a good time with your friends, there's some guy that you are not interested in. You let them down easily, and for some reason their ego is hurt and they feel like they want to call you out your name. I figured I couldn't really do a song that was saying bitch. It was, I had to do something that was saying something that would actually get played. So I figured ho would be the next thing.
I see. and with the song, What She Gave, I mean, you really establish yourself as a storyteller, you know, with that one. Talk about what inspired that track.
It's a lot of different things. I mean, I look on my past and future and present and what's going on. I mean, I have a niece, I have young friends, and even in high school, and I've experienced it personally. You know, I'm not ashamed to say that I was with the person I was with for 4 years, but I gave that piece of me to that person, and I believed in the idea of giving this, I'm going to be married, this is going to be perfect. And then you realize that, no, it's not. It may not be that way. And so by me doing that, I wanted to talk about it. And it's not to say that I'm condoning, you know, premarital sex or anything like that, but it's basically stating that, know that there's consequences to your actions.
And the song Heroes is, you know, I mean, ever since the war in Iraq started, you know, a lot of artists have had differing things, differing opinions, differing things to say about it, the war, you know, pro-troops, pro-war, pro-Bush, pro-Obama, whatever.
Right.
What inspired this one for you?
It was more or less, for me, it was just about getting the emotional side to it. I mean, we talk about so much of the political side that I wanted to actually just talk about, you know, the soldiers and their families. I have family members that have been in this war and have come back. I even know family, not necessarily family, but I know people that have had husbands go over there, and it just, you know, for them to come back, it just destroys them. And, you know, a personal experience, I knew someone that had a husband that went over to Iraq and came back and he killed himself. So those type of things I wanted to talk about, that at the end of the day, it's not about, you know, getting them over there and doing this. It's the side where we're here, and there's wives, there's families, there's mothers, fathers. They just want to see their kids. They want to be able to not worry about if they're going to get that knock on the door. You know, and I wanted to talk about that other side of it. We hear so much about, oh, you know, this is what's going on in Bosnia or whatever. I may be saying the wrong place, but let's talk about the people that are here and have to keep everything together for those soldiers when they come back. And it's just really, honestly, can we bring them home? Let's just bring them home. Let's get them back to real life here, and let's enjoy them while they're here.
And how have people responded to your music? I mean, let me be a little more specific. I mean, you know, you're doing this rock sound, which, if I may be blunt, isn't, you know, entirely, you know, representative of what, you know, black performers do. I mean,
right.
Has that issue ever come up, or was I the only MF-er that ever brought it up?
No, you know, I think most people don't say it much because it's like a silent elephant, but I think it's shocking, and that's what I wanted. You know, most people don't think, you know, they hear the title Black Hood, they're not going to assume that it's going to be, you know, this black girl that, not only I don't look totally rock, but I mean, I have other things about me. I feel like I'm a sexy woman, and wanted to show that, but I've gotten a lot of good feedback, so I can't complain.
I see. And have there been and how have live shows been going, if at all?
You know, I haven't done an actual live show. Actually, tomorrow will be the first time that I do something, but the rehearsals have been going great. It's a lot of work, so kudos to all the people that are doing live shows now, because it's a lot of work.
Oh, so I'm really getting you the night before your show. Wow.
Yes.
And that's why you're under one of those bowl things that let out a bunch of heat.
That's right. I'm at a great hairstylist, and I'm just excited. So.
And this late? You found one open this late?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I came in, and she was very sweet enough to help me out, so I'm really excited.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Where is your show going to be?
It's going to be in Seattle at the Showbox in Soto, Showbox Soto in Seattle, Washington.
I see, and you've got a whole band and everything, so.
Got a whole band, and you know, paying a lot of money, so. They better play real well tomorrow, I tell you that.
Awesome, awesome. What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard The Black Hood, the album?
Honestly, I would just like people, when they listen to the album, to just take some, you know, it sounds corny, but to reflect. And I hope that the album brings, you know, a conversation for different things. You know, either whether it's funny or a reflection of things that have happened in the past and where you've been. I just think that the album is a conversation piece, and hopefully it would spark people to not just talk about it, but to be active in certain things that are going on.
And why the title of the album, The Black Hood?
You know, it's really, really easy and simple. The song was called Black Hood, and I just figured, hey, let's call it that. Most people are not going to want to hear something that says, you know, something really simple, so I figured that's catchy. It's something that most people wouldn't think about, so let's just do it.
And from the time that you noticed this musical gift within yourself up until now, what has been the biggest surprise for you? What didn't you expect?
I didn't expect myself to be so involved in the writing process and becoming more creative and feeling really good about being creative about the things that I'm doing and feeling comfortable with myself and confident in the decisions that I'm making.
And what do you think is next for you, musically speaking?
Hopefully, you know, another album, and that album does well. I hope to get into movies as far as my music getting into movies. I don't want to act.
Oh, okay.
I can't act. I won't do that. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, hopefully that would be something I would like to do. And, you know, get out there and just actually just let people hear it. And I love to perform. So hopefully I'll get out there and do more touring. That would be my next big thing.
Visit Tamika Williams at her official website, www.tamikawilliams.com. From her debut CD, The Black Hood, here is Tamika Williams once again with Heroes, A Letter to President Obama.
Walk away from these cries of pain. You
That's all the time we're going to have here at Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Tamika Williams and to Wendy Bringford-Jones of Hello Wendy PR. Make sure you check out Tamika Williams at her official website, www.tamikawilliams.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.